Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Connor Harbutt with you. Hope you're having a great Monday morning, and if you're not, let's go ahead and make it a good morning. We do have a guest in the studio. We have the superintendent of the Coffeyville School System, Craig Correll. Mr. Correll, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing just fine. So we've got a board meeting. Well, we got a... let me find it real quick. I was clicking through tabs. We got a Board of Education meeting tonight, and it starts at 6 p.m. So, of course, you're in here as usual to talk with us about it and really kind of clarify how things are going down here today. So, on your report, I see three things today, and I know the first thing you mentioned, so we'll go ahead and start off with this one, is going to be the 2019 bond election.
Yes, we do have a bond election coming up, and that will be November 5th at the general election.
All right, and so kind of take me, for those of us who don't really know what's going on with this bond election, kind of walk me through it and kind of what are the important details that people need to know as they go to the polls, what's the effect of voting yes, what's the effect of voting no, and that sort of thing.
Well, we had a bond election last September that narrowly failed. It failed 46% to 54%, and so we've had several meetings since that time to really talk to our community to find out what can we do to get what we need passed, but that the community still wants to support. And what we looked at was several things. We limited the scope in some fashion here on the facilities update. And we've also split this into two options. So probably the thing we need to educate the community the most in is that there's an option one and an option two. And the plans are very similar as they were last time, although we reduced the scope and reduced some of the new construction that was happening. But what we had heard from community members was to get that number under 20 million. And so in order to do that, besides reducing the scope, we also separated this into two options. And again, this is probably the most important piece to educate our community on. Option one includes most everything that was in the original bond election that we had last September, although reduced in some scope. And then option two will be the storm shelter, which will also be the physical education gym space for our middle school students there on that campus. The thing to remember here is option two is contingent upon option one. So option one needs to pass to give option two a chance. We put everything that we really needed to have right away in option one. And the number one thing that's in option one is a remodel of the interior of Roosevelt Middle School and Philip Kelly Memorial High School. We have some great buildings there, beautiful architecture. We did an outstanding job keeping the outsides up. You know, they look just like they did when they were built in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the interiors of the schools haven't had quite the same attention, and you know, they're frankly just almost 100 years old. So we need to do some updating in there, not only cosmetic, but really tearing into the walls, replacing all that plumbing, because that plumbing, again, is the original plumbing from the 1930s. So the option one plan includes touching every bit of the hallways, the classrooms there at Roosevelt Middle School and Phil Kinley High School, all three levels, replacing all of the original plumbing to updated plumbing, and then also looking at some mechanical engineering, you know, some the lights, the Wi-Fi, the electricity throughout all those rooms, and really getting them up to the 21st century.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of just while keeping the outside, you know, looking all historical and looking really good. I drive by the schools every day on my way to work, and I just really love how the schools look, because it does invoke that feeling of nostalgia maybe a little bit, but bringing that into the future and kind of making sure that the kids have the most up-to-date facilities, it's really important that they do get that sort of thing.
And if we don't keep that up, you know, eventually we'll be torn between that decision of, do we remodel these buildings or do we just go and build new? And when you have buildings that look like these buildings and the bones are as good as what these are, we want to make sure we keep those. The community, that was one thing we heard throughout the campaign and all through 2019, was we wanted to keep these buildings and not look at going and building something new. You can get something new and it looks nice and fancy, but anything you build today won't be nearly as quality of a structure as what we have here at Roosevelt Middle School and Phil Kinley High School.
Yeah, certainly. And so, of course, that will be November 5th. So if you are interested in that vote, make sure to head out to the polls.
And there's also a meeting tomorrow night at 6:30 at Grace Fellowship Church. And so this is a committee put on by some of our community volunteers. And if you would like to just get some more information, or if you're willing to dig in and help, I think that's something we could have used more of last year. We had a lot of people that thought, well, yeah, we need this and I'll just show up and vote. But we also need your help beforehand to really get out there and help educate everyone on what is in this bond issue, how little it really costs, you know, an average homeowner here in town, and what they can do to get more involved. So 6:30 tomorrow night at Grace Fellowship.
All right. And so definitely a lot going on here in the month leading up to that election. So that is the bond election, but also a couple of other things on your report for tonight. And the next thing we'll go to the presentation from the Community Health Clinic of Southeast Kansas.
Yes, we've been a partner with the Community Health Center of Southeast Kansas since 2011. And so we're the only school district in the state of Kansas that has a full-fledged clinic at the elementary campus and at the secondary campus. And that's comprised of, I believe, 9 total employees that they have here on site for our students. Not only our students, our staff get to use that option as well.
All right. And so, sorry, I was a little bit distracted by the obituary coming into my studio. So could you kind of maybe explain what a little more about what CHC SEK does and kind of how they...
Sure. What they offer us, we have nursing staff at both facilities. We have a nurse practitioner at both facilities, and so students can be seen not just for your typical school health services, but also medical services. So the parents will opt them into those services so they can be seen. What we've seen is it's really helped us reduce our absenteeism, because if a student isn't feeling well, they can go down and be seen. They can be written a prescription, so when their parent picks them up, they can take them right to the pharmacy and pick that up, and it's available. We're going to share some numbers tonight, but probably the most outstanding number is we had, through last school year, we had 30,000 visits to those two clinics.
All right, and definitely, as you said, absenteeism, it reduces the absenteeism because you can't learn if you're not in the schools. And so we'd rather have those kids healthy and learning in the school than sitting at home, not really, maybe kind of getting the rest they need, sure, but not getting up to date and kind of holding them back. And so
they also bring dental services in. And so we actually just got through with doing our screenings last week here. They also provide not only the sealants, but the fluoride as well, fluoride treatments. And then we've also went as far as doing, I believe we had 15 extractions last year in dental surgery. So that happens right there in our clinics at our schools.
I say I would, that would have been something that would have been really nice back when I was in school. Definitely making me a little bit jealous over here on the other side of the board. But anyway, the last thing we got here, at least under your report, is the kindergarten readiness program. And it just says kindergarten readiness, so I'll leave it kind of up to you to really kind of expand on that and...
Okay, well, the Kansas State Department of Education has 5 outcomes, and kindergarten readiness is one of those outcomes. And I think, as most of our listeners know, Huffaba has excelled at that with our Dr. Jerry Hamm Early Learning Center, and that has been touted from our State Department of Education as the model of early childhood education in Kansas. And so we're extremely fortunate to have that center here. Every year, we have about 75% of our incoming kindergartners that are there, and about 50% of our 3-year-olds. And that's really, it's quite a testament for our community to have that in place. So what we're looking at tonight is, you know, what's it mean to be kindergarten ready, and what are we doing to prepare these students as they come up through preschool to be kindergarten ready? Mm-hmm. I've been also, because of the success that we've had here, I've been appointed by Governor Kelly to be on the Governor's Council, and that is part of my charge, is to help create a system that we can replicate this and scale this to other communities throughout the state of Kansas, you know, be it smaller or larger, but everyone's looking at how we can take what we've done here in Coffeyville and scale that to fit communities across Kansas.
Yeah, because, you know, as they say, the preschool kindergarten years, the most important years of a child's education, can really kind of make or break how the rest of their education goes. So
it really does. When you look at our data going back, you know, I've been in the district 12 years now, but when you look back, those students who are behind in kindergarten, unfortunately, so many times they're still behind when they're in third grade, they're still behind when they're in eighth grade, and they, you know, they have a greater chance of not graduating high school. And so all of that is really dependent on those early years, and if we can help close that gap before our students even get to kindergarten, they have such a better chance of being successful, graduating high school, going on to have successful careers.
Yeah, all right, and so definitely appreciate the kind of work that you guys do there in getting that kindergarten readiness program ready. So I think that's everything we've got here for the superintendent's report. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about here, maybe before we wrap things up?
That's pretty much our agenda tonight. Like you said earlier, 6 o'clock at 6:15 Ellis at the Board of Education office. We'll be there, and if you'd like to come hear more, we'd love to have you.
All right. And so that was Dr. Craig Correll, the superintendent of the Coffeyville school system. Dr. Correll, thank you very much for stopping by. All right. And so we'll go ahead and send it off to a break to the top of the hour. Like I mentioned, Fox News will be next. Well, actually, we'll come up at 8 o'clock. And then after the conclusion of Fox News, another local cast from our interim news director, Matt Jordan. Open line will start about 8:40 today. That's coming up in just a little bit on the Mighty 690 KGGF.